This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Chinese health officials say the number of new cases of the coronavirus has slowed for a third consecutive day. The Health Commission confirms over 1,800 new cases Sunday and 142 deaths. In Japan, several hundred Americans are evacuating the cruise ship Diamond Queen aboard charter flights back to the U.S. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Cheryl and Paul Molesky from Syracuse are part of a group of about 400 Americans on the Diamond Princess being evacuated to U.S. Air Force bases.
Our hearts just went, woo, flying high. Yo.
They've been on the ship 27 days and stayed in their cabin nonstop for almost 2 weeks and will have to spend another 2 weeks in quarantine in the U.S. before finally going home, but say it's better than being on the ship, where nearly 400 have been confirmed with coronavirus.
A little bit scary with the numbers going up.
So far, Japan has recorded one coronavirus death. I'm Julie Walker.
The Democratic presidential hopefuls are campaigning in Nevada this weekend. Senator Amy Klobuchar appeared on ABC's This Week to say her campaign is on an upswing after finishing third in the New Hampshire primary.
We see ourselves on an upward path. I never thought I was going to be able to compete with some of my opponents' bank accounts. But what I don't have in that, I have made up in hard work. We've got teams now in every Super Tuesday state. And we actually, since the New Hampshire debate, in just nearly over a week, raised $12 million.
On the same program, billionaire philanthropist Tom Steyer said he's building a strong coalition.
If I can show there that I can put together that coalition and take that with momentum into Super Tuesday with the kind of diverse coalition that I believe I'm building and that I believe I will show, then that will give me the momentum and people will have to look at me as a serious candidate, because the real question here is, who can beat Donald Trump?
You're listening to VOA News. Yemen's Houthi movement says retaliatory airstrikes after the shooting down of a Saudi-led coalition warplane have killed civilians, including children. Reuters' David Doyle has that story.
The United Nations says as many as 31 Yemeni civilians died in airstrikes on Saturday that the country's Houthi movement claims were retaliation by a Saudi-led coalition. In the latest flare-up in the five-year Yemen conflict, the Iran-aligned Houthis claimed on Friday to have shot down a coalition Tornado warplane in the Houthi-controlled Al-Jawf province. The area's health ministry said women and children were among those killed in the subsequent coalition airstrikes. The UN office in Yemen said preliminary field reports indicated 12 injured, as well as the up to 31 civilians killed.
Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Authorities in Mississippi are bracing for the possibility of catastrophic flooding in and around the state capital of Jackson. Days of torrential rain have resulted in flooding expected to be as high as 11 meters on the Pearl River by Monday. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said law enforcement officers are going door to door to tell people to evacuate.
If you are in or near the impacted area, even if you have not yet received notification, I urge you to check MEMA's website to view the flood inundation maps and the tools to make sure you know whether or not you need to evacuate.
Firefight Australia held a huge concert in Sydney on Sunday with local and international artists performing. The profits for the event go to communities affected by bushfires and animal welfare, as well as to community fire services. An estimated 70,000 people attended the charity concert to listen to artists like Queen and Adam Lambert, Michael Bublé, Alice Cooper, and Australian sweetheart Olivia Newton-John. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says his country will never hold talks with the United States under pressure, adding that the Islamic Republic will one day force its enemy to come to the negotiating table. The U.S. has reimposed crippling economic sanctions on Iran after exiting a major nuclear deal in 2018. More than 1,100 former U.S. prosecutors and Justice Department officials called Sunday for the resignation of Attorney General William Barr after he intervened to shorten the political corruption sentence for Roger Snow, a longtime confidant of President Donald Trump. Four career federal prosecutors recommended that Stone be sentenced this week to up to 9 years in prison after his November conviction on 7 charges, including lying to Congress. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.